לידוי נשמת יהודה בן הלל עליו השלום בתוך הנשמות בני ישראל. מי ייתן בורא עולם יתמלא עלינו רחמים, בורא עולם and reveal his mercy on us. בעזרת השם, you remember that we spoke a little bit about that issue that calls faith in yourself, to believe in yourself. And Baruch Hashem, the loving kindness of Hashem, gave me the merit to go through a lot just for you. That I'm going to be able to tell you that really nothing in this world is understandable to understand without faith. You cannot understand nothing that goes on here with your wisdom, with your logic, nothing. And even if you see it with your eyes, and even if you predicted it to come, and even if you imagined yourself, you don't know nothing. The only way that you can connect yourself to the truth is only by faith. And faith is in the nights. It means that you need to count on Hashem Yitbarach when you believe in Him. Emunah is coming from the word emun, trust. You need to trust Hashem that He will not gonna drop you off, that He will not gonna leave you, that He will be there for you. This is trust, that you trust Hashem. You believe in Hashem, it means that you trust Him. You trust Him, it means that you're not afraid. On that we have that mitzvah, lo taguru mipnei ish. You're not allowed to be afraid of no one, of no situation in life. You're not allowed to. You're not allowed to be afraid. You have to be strong and solid. And to be a believer means it's to know that Hashem is with me now. And He will never gonna leave me. And He will be here for me when I'm gonna need Him for sure. And this is something that we need to review and review and review on it again and again and again. And not to drop that point never. Because even someone that thinks that he is a believer, that he counts on Hashem, that he loves Hashem, that he thinks about Hashem, that he speaks with Hashem, it's not even close to what that we can achieve by throwing all of our lives on Hashem. Because we need to do that. Because we didn't come to this world to be one leg in, one leg out. We didn't come to this place to play 50-50. In this world, it's or yes or no. It's or life or death. Or to be a believer or to be a kofer, chas v'shalom. You cannot have both of the things in the same time. In the moment that a man is dropping the faith, dropping Hashem, he becomes to be kofer in Hashem. He becomes to fight against Hashem in that spot. In that moment, you're denying the faith of Hashem. If you're afraid, you're denying the being of Hashem. You're saying bad things, Lashon Hara, on the Creator. This is a war that each and every one of us have to be a huge, brave warrior, soldier, to fight against our doubts inside of our mind, inside of our contaminated hearts. Shalom Aleichem, Yitzchak ben Shimon. We need to be strong and solid and sure that Hashem is with us, that Hashem, He loves me. Everyone has to speak with himself on that important issue to remind ourselves. Hashem always, always was with me. Always. The fears, the anxieties, the stress are all power of imagination. You don't have no proof, no evidence to the fact that something bad can happen to you. So why are you afraid? You're afraid because your faith is not completed. If your faith is not completed, you need to look at your past. Look at your history. Look how many times you've been answered from heaven. How many times Hashem was smiling to you. How many times Hashem saved your life. How many times Hashem gave you the parnasah that you needed in the right time. How many times Hashem gave you the right advice, even that you were totally off track, that you didn't know what to do, and you'd done the right thing accidentally. Hashem helped you and saved you and used you for that even. And how many times you helped others, and how many huge mitzvot Hashem gave you that you're going to have a share in the world to come, that you're going to be able to develop spiritually. How many times you saved people's life and gave them advice in Shalom Bayit and gave them strength. All of that, it's to reveal to you, to open your eyes, to see that Hashem is with you and want to give you more and more and more. It's written that in the world to come, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to inherit every righteous man 310 worlds. Le'anchil ohavai yesh. What are those worlds? Like we understand, a world, a planet with houses, trees, gardens, fields, rivers, birds, animals, people, families, kindergartens, everything he's going to give you, and you're going to be the spiritual, like the Creator, similar to the Creator. On that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the snake told, this is the point that the snake promised Adam v'Chava, that the V'item ke'elokim, he shown them that they really have that option to become, to be like the Creator. Really, you have that in option, but it's not supposed to be a desire for the man to rule and to control and to become, to be the Creator, Chas v'Shalom. But he shown it to them, they were not stupid, he shown that to them, that they're going to be like that, so why Hashem is holding you back? And started to talk to them Lashon Hara on that. But there is something that is higher than to achieve that spiritual amazing thing in the world to come. What's that? The Mishnah is saying that Yafa Sha'a Achat Ba'olam Hazeh of Tshuva and Ma'asim Tovim than all life in the world to come. 1 hour of Tshuva in this world is a lot more worthy, is more beautiful than all of eternal life in the world to come. Even the best eternal life in the world to come. Even the life of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Mishnah is talking about him also. If Moshe Rabbeinu is standing and doing 1 hour tshuva, or ma'asim tovim, good deeds, it's better than to live the best eternal life in the world. So what it means now, we need to explain, la'anchil ohava yesh, in this world. Not only in the world to come. In the world to come, we said, L'anchil ohava yesh, it's to inherit to everyone 310 worlds. But that's only in the world to come. But in this world, what it means, L'anchil ohava yesh, to inherit to the one that loves me, the fact that there is. What there is? There is God. This is it. When you live in faith, in this world, on that Rabbeinu is saying, Zoha b'china ime'en olam haba, that aspect, it's like to live in the world to come. When Hashem is with you, you don't know what fear means. You don't know what sadness means. You never met those concepts when Hashem is with you. Only when you are closing your eyes and looking at your imaginations, you forget Hashem. And you start to imagine horrible scenes. What can be? What's going to be? What's going to happen? What he going to say? What she going to say? What's going to be with me? And if I'm going to pass it, if I'm able, if Hashem going to be there or not? All of those questions are all lies. They not exist at all. They never happened in the past. Hashem was always there for you. Hashem always saved you from every situation. And the situation that you fell and failed in them, those situations were so required for your tikkun that you can just praise and thank Hashem Yitbarach on them, and you know that. And you know that you would never be humble if you wouldn't crash so many times in your lifetime. So Hashem just revealed His kindness, His loving kindness, and like that we explained, that in the beginning HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create the world in the Midat HaDin, by the attribute, the Midah of judgments. So, that was his first will. Means that it was wiser, that it was better than what that he done after it. After it, he saw that the world cannot exist like that. So, he brought the attribute of mercy to make things a little bit more relaxed. Why? Because we couldn't handle what? The good. The Tovah of judgments. Judgments are the best. Judgments, what's going to be in the world to come? World to come is not world of mercy. It's world of judgments. It's Olam Adin. Over there, we're going to be judged. The result of judgment is going to be revealed in the world to come. Olam Haba, it's judgment day. It's a day that it's all long. It's all judgment. And it's the best. Why now we cannot accept that it's the best? Because we don't see it. We don't believe in it. To see it, you cannot. Because Hashem hide it. Hashem, how is that? Mi'et, minimized the moon, constricted the moon. So you cannot see the brightness, the light, the beauty of the light of the night. You cannot see it. Hashem brought darkness into the night. So now, you cannot see it. But you need to fight on faith to believe that Hashem is loyal, that Hashem will never gonna drop you, that Hashem will always gonna be there for you. And then when you have that, it calls emunah chushit, that you can believe in your senses. Harav Shalom said that he received that, if I'm not wrong, after 1 year. That you can feel Hashem, that you can sense Hashem, that you can breathe Hashem. You live Hashem, you see Hashem, you don't see people. You hear Hashem. When you talk, you know that Hashem is talking through you from your inside. And when you hear people, you hear the hints from Hashem. You hear always Hashem. This is Shiviti Hashem Lenegdi Tamid. And then when Hashem is with you, you don't know what sorrow is. It's not exist for you. You never tasted sorrow. You cannot understand it. On that, Rabbeinu is saying that a man should do tshuva on tshuva. Tshuva on tshuva, it means that today you're going to do tshuva, you're going to confess, you're going to apologize to Hashem Yitbarach on how that you believed on Him yesterday. Yesterday you believed. You were doing it by the dut, you went to the field, you were doing everything yesterday. It was an amazing day. But today, you saw that Hashem is so kind, you cannot believe it. You cannot understand how Hashem is good to me. How much Hashem is good. And you need to know that the Yetzer Hara, he is mean. He is mean. He is wild. He is an animal. He is mean. He is a predator. He is the worst of them all. He is killing each and every one of us every day. He is fighting to kill men and women and children. And Talmidei Chachamim and Breslev and Chassidim and Tzaddikim. He tries to fail Tzaddikim to argue and to fight and to hate each other. And to create arguments and wars, and that people are going to fight and beat each other and going to steal from each other and going to rape each other and going to touch each other in the wrong way and going to fall from all holiness, of all Kedusha, to lose everything. And we need to fight. You cannot accept it. You cannot accept that there is an enemy like that, a snake that is hiding himself all of the time. Where is hiding himself? Inside of you. Those doubts, this is him. The doubt is the numeral value of Amalek. This is Amalek. He's coming to break the weak ones of us. How can you let him? How can you let him? How can we let them? How can he let that Amalek to come and to kidnap our little brothers, our little sisters, to take them, to drag them, to rape them, to break their spirits, to push them to death, to drugs, to alcohol, to hell? To all kinds of hell, all kinds of lusts and desires and sadnesses and depressions and medicines, and to commit suicide and to make tattoos and to cut their wrists and I don't know what, everything. It's happening, it's live. Who can fight? Who can fight? Who's going to fight? Only if I'm going to decide that I'm going to fight, I'm going to fight. I cannot force none of you to fight. I can talk and you can walk. You don't have to listen to me. I cannot force you to listen. Only if you're going to decide, I'm listening. This is it. I'm keeping. From that day and on. From today, from now. Hayom, today. I'm starting over. And you start. The highest thing in the world that you can do is to dance. Is to put music and to be happy. To take your children and to dance with them in the living room. If you're alone, to thank Hashem, to clap your hands. There is nothing higher than that in the world. Not exist. Never will be, even in the world to come. This is what you're going to have in the world to come. Only thanks and praises.
You can do it today. What is stopping you? Your imaginations. No, I'm sad. No, I'm depressed. No, I don't want to look stupid in the eyes of people. No, if I'm going to do that, what's going to be? What's going to happen? All of those nonsense. All of those nonsense lies. When you start a little bit to smile, to look at the good things that you have in your life, the light of the happiness is illuminating the world. I came happy to this Beit Knesset in Shabbos. You don't know how many people came to me and hugged me and kissed me and shook my hands. I was just happy. I was very happy. I came in Shabbos to the Beit Knesset and I was happy. I was clapping my hands. I was thinking Kabbalah Shabbat. People from all over the place came to me and hugged me and gave me their hands and danced with me. Why? Why? Because I had the light of my neshama glowing from inside. I was connected to the real being that Hashem is here. This is it. Why I was happy? I asked the Rav Shalom once, if you remember, I told you that. Yosef HaTzadik, he was happy. He was dancing. Why he was happy? Rav was praising Yosef HaTzadik that he was happy in prison with no family, no shidduch, no money, no Torah, nothing, no tefillin, nothing. He didn't have nothing. Now I'm going to save him. Nothing, and he's happy. Rav was praising him. You need to be like Yosef. You need to be like Yosef. Thank you, Rav. How I'm going to be like Yosef, I don't know. I came to him after the class. Rav, please. Why Yosef was happy? Can you answer that? All right, he was happy. I want to be happy. Why? Based on what? Tell me. I want to be happy also. Based on what Yosef was happy? Rav answered to me the most simple answer of them all. Because there is Hashem in the world. This is it. He still didn't have money. He still didn't go out from prison. His father didn't hear that he's in prison. No one's going to save him. He's not married. And on and on and on and on and on and on. But he's happy. Why is he happy? Because he knows that there is Hashem in the world. This is it. Oh, Hashem is here. Everything is perfect. When Hashem is here, everything is perfect. So why it's hard for you? Now even that you hear it in class and you understand, all right, it's truth, and you're still sad. Why? Because you haven't worked on it. Only in Yagata Umatzata Ta'amin. You're going to believe only if you're going to put an effort on that. Only if you're going to drag your body to the field and you're going to force yourself to think for 30 minutes or 1 hour or 2 hours, then you're going to see the light. Then you're going to see the light of thanks, of gratitude, of praising Hashem Yitbarach. On what? On your lackings. On the worst things that you have in your life. On the things that you ashamed the most. Things that are the hardest for you. Confront with what? With your kfirot, with your denialings, that it's good, that it's from Hashem. That it's easier for us to blame the parents, to blame ourselves, to blame the rabbis, to blame everyone, and to blame Hashem. But to stop and to say, no, 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 Hashem is good. Now I need to see that. I defected my eyes. I defected my heart. This is why I cannot feel that it's good. This is why I cannot see that it's good. So I'm going to work on that. And I'm going to observe. And I'm going to look. And take it. Take it. Take it to test. And you're all going to see results. And you're going to see that light of thanks and praises going to bring you to a place like that, that you will want to hug the world, that you will want to tell it to people, that everyone that you're going to see in the street, you will want to distribute to him. You're going to understand what it means, the light of Afatzah, why it's so important. Because you feel such happiness inside. You're going to say, hey, I cannot keep it. I cannot leave it to myself. You're going to feel that you're lying, that you're stealing, that it belongs to everyone. Why they're not happy? Hashem is with them also. You're going to understand what it means to distribute. One of the Avrechim came to Rav Shalom and told him an amazing miracle on distribution on Afatzah. That he met a person and he gave him a book and something, and that guy, mamash, the book saved his life. Thousands of stories we have. But he came with that story to Rav and told him. Rav, this is my happiness. This is my joy that I know today that I helped that guy. Rav told him. They shown you in Zir Anpin. Zir Anpin, it means they shown you the minimum. In the smallest way of them all that they could show you, 1 out of 1,000 of what that I feel every time that a Jewish person is getting closer to Hashem. That was the answer of Rav to him. They shown you, he was full with joy and satisfaction and pleasure from the fact that he helped a Jew. He was all happy. And he came to Rav. Rav told him, this is 1% out of 1,000 from what that I feel when a Jew is getting closer to Hashem. Why that guy feels less than a Rav? Because a Rav built vessels. That guy was full with joy, but he had tiny vessels. When you have vessels like a Rav, and vessels like we explained, vessels, it's humility. Vessels, it's to be humble, to know that you have that lacking, and that lacking, and that lacking, and that lacking. You're carving a vessel. You know that you're close to all lusts, to all desires. This is how you go down. You understand, only Hashem can save me. I cannot save myself. I'm nothing. I'm zero. I'm zero, 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 zero. It's plus for me. I'm in debts. I have horrible debts, spiritual debts. I know how much I'm guilty. I know how much I sin. I know. And to that place you can come only through Hitbodedut. Because if you come to that without Hitbodedut, you're also going to jump from a tower after understanding that. So only with Hitbodedut you can be also humble and also survive. Also to hold on with that understanding that you're zero. And then you build the vessel. You realize that there is a creator and he is the greatest and he chose Am Israel and they're the best and me, I'm here for them. To help them. This is humility. You become to be a meshamesh of all of Am Yisrael, the helper of Am Yisrael, like Moshe Rabbeinu, running for them, fighting for them, supplying for them, taking care of them, arguing for them, praying for them, thinking about them, suffering for them. Rabin Shabbos said, I want to talk to you about the sorrow that the battlers have, that they're not married yet, but if I'm going to talk about it, after 30 seconds I'm going to cry and it's not allowed to cry in Shabbos. So he couldn't continue to talk about it. He feels the sorrow so much that if he just starts to talk about the hurting point, he starts to cry. This is it. He cannot stop himself. The Rachmanim Chayim Enam Chayim, people that have mercy, they are not alive. They're suffering. They are suffering death. They cannot stand to see the sorrow of the brothers. What? Because he's my brother? No. Because he's important to Hashem. Because he's a lost child. He's a lost child. He's alone. He feels alone. The truth is that he's not alone, but he feels alone. The truth is that Hashem is with him, but they cannot connect. They cannot talk. They have obstacles. They have many difficulties to open the mouth. And who is standing between them? Only me. He is so beautiful. He's so amazing. For sure that he only wants Hashem. I can see it in his eyes, his pure heart. And Hashem? Can I question on Hashem? For sure Hashem wants his son. And who is standing between them? Me. I'm the only one that is stopping them to reunite. I'm the only one. I am the only one that I know on myself that I have so many lackings. I cannot see the lackings of my friends. It's going to be a total lashon hara. I'm looking on the good, like David HaMelech. And I'm going to see that you're amazing, that you have good thoughts, that you have good will, that you have amazing actions that you've done, that you have talents, that you have abilities, that you doing it by the duyo, that you saved so many people's lives, that you supported, that you helped, that you on and on and on. And me, I know I'm guilty. I remember. I have the scars to prove that. I know, I remember. Cannot erase those memories. I remember where I'm coming from. I know that I'm blocking the light of Hashem Yitbarach. Why Hashem shown me that amazing boy that wants to do tshuva? Only that I'm going to do tshuva. That I'm not going to stop him. This is what it means that every person, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Kol Adam Chayav Lirot, Kol Olam Ke'ilu Nivra Lichvodo, that it's all become just for him. For me. What it means for me, Rabbeinu is explaining that you're going to see the lackings of the world and you're going to complete them. You're going to fulfill them. You're going to take care of everyone. How are you going to do that? Rav Shalom asked that question himself. He said, how am I going to do that? And he said, to pray on everyone, I cannot. To hand books to everyone, see, I cannot, I don't have the ability, I'm too small. So what I'm going to do? I'm going to teach Am Yisrael to pray on themselves, and by that, they're going to fulfill their own lackings. That was the conclusion of Ahav. This is straight wisdom. This is simplicity. This is truth. You need to give them whatever you have. You know that there is a certain way that by that way you got closer to Hashem Yitbarach. You have to hand that to everyone that you know. This is honesty. This is not to steal, not to enjoy. Rav Shalom said in Shabbos, if you are a righteous man that is doing for yourself, you're not righteous at all. It's not righteousness. You're not righteous if you're a righteous man that takes care of himself. It's not a righteous man at all. A righteous man, he is righteous for Am Yisrael. He cares. He loves. He's running for them. He's praying on them. He's helping them. And if you think to yourself, who am I to help? I don't have those abilities. So you're right. But you're wrong that you think that you should count on yourself. You should count on Hashem. You should say Hashem is endless. Hashem got all of the powers. If you would know who is Rav Shalom, you would never believe. You look at him and you see a man that have issues, that have problem, that he is a Baal Tshuva, that he has got a lot of lackings, that his power of speech is not 100%, that he's got issues with his families, his family, he's got more than we can tell lackings. But from the other side, he's making wonders, and he's opening spiritual gates to all of Am Yisrael in a way that never happened before, and we cannot understand how it's happening at all. Why? Because he's not doing it. He's canceling himself to Hashem, and then the light of Hashem is going through him, and Hashem is opening the ways. And if you suspect me in Lashon Hara, so just you should know that Rav Shalom told me those things. Once I drove him, and after a long drive, I asked him, Rav, how are you doing all of what that you're doing in your life? How you find the time? How you succeed? Phones from United States and people and calling and this and that and going and managing the world. Managing the world. And I asked him how. We went to a class in Musayov. We entered to the class. He answered to me, it's all Seata Dishmaya. We came to all help from heaven. We came to the class. He opened the class like that. He said, a student of mine today asked me a question. He told me, Rav, how are you doing it? And I answered him, it's all Siyata Dishmaya. But he couldn't understand me. So now hopefully after the class, he's going to be able to understand. And then he gave a class. And in that class, he explained that when you are canceling yourself to Hashem Yitbarach, so Hashem Yitbarach is illuminating from inside of you, and you let Hashem express himself. You let Hashem reveal himself. You're canceling yourself, and Hashem becomes to be in that place. And Hashem is endless. Hashem got all of the powers. From a very tiny, small point, Hashem can do whatever he wants. He doesn't need a huge space. He can use even you for that. Moshe Rabbeinu was arguing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu for 7 days, for a complete week, that Borei Olam will not going to choose him to be the savior of Am Yisrael. Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu saw that he's not worth it. And he gave him reasons and proofs, and Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't stupid at all. He found a lot of reasons, a lot of proofs, why he is not the right one for that. But in the end, Borei Olam told him, listen, this is what that I want. Go, please. This is it. This is it. And Borei Olam won. And Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want that. And Moshe Rabbeinu knew his lackings. He was so humble that he knew that he's not the right one for that. But the truth is that there is no right one. There is just the most humble one. There is the one that he is aware to the fact that he is not worthy the most. This is it. All of the rest is nonsense. Because there is nothing except of Hashem. Who can you be? What you can be in the world of Hashem? If you don't have no being in the world of Hashem, so what can you be? You can just cancel yourself as much as you can, and Hashem is going to reveal himself as much as he wants through you. From one, he's going to create music. music that's going to change the world. From one, you're going to write books that's going to change the world. From one, you're going to give lectures. From one, you're going to create Shalom Bayit. From one, he's going to build buildings and I don't know what. Build yeshivas and I don't know what. Who's going to be the one that's going to buy the hotel? Someone's going to do that in the end. One day, someone's going to come and count the money. Someone's going to do that. There is a person. Who that person going to be? Someone that's going to be humble. Someone that's not going to think that he's righteous because that he's doing that. He's going to receive the merit. Why Hashem is stopping us? Because he don't want us to damage ourselves. If now you're going to receive things that you don't have the vessels for them, they're going to hurt you. It's going to hurt you. You're going to lose your faith. So you're going to have $1 million, but you're going to lose your faith. So you're going to be a righteous, so-called righteous, but you will not going to be disconnected from your rabbi. So you're going to have a house in Jerusalem, but you will not going to stay in the yeshiva. So Hashem, rather for you, that you're going to take your journeys, that you're going to have more time to spend in humility, that you live far, that you're not in the yeshiva in Shabbos, that you cannot come every day to Shachrit, that you don't have the money to give charity and tzedakah like that you want, and on and on. And by that humility, you receive the vessels to contain the light forever. A light that's going to produce something. Not light that's going to break your tiny vessels that you have now and going to ruin you and your family. Hashem doesn't want to ruin you. Hashem wants to build you. To build you forever. That you're also going to be endless. That you're always, always, always going to be able to contain the light of Hashem and to hand it to others. So for that, he needs to build vessels. It means to humiliate us. And on that, this is the secret of Elul that Rabbeinu is saying. Secret of the tshuva is that the man going to listen to those insultings and rebukes and just going to be silent, not going to answer back. Not going to open his mouth. Just going to accept it. Just going to accept the fact that Hashem is insulting you. Just accept it. If you're not going to accept it, Hashem going to stop? You're not going to stop. It's better. It's better to stop. And you listen. And you do tshuva. And you care. And you're counting what that Hashem is saying to you. You appreciate it. You're saying thank you for that review. There was a woman that came to Rav Shalom to the classes in Chulon, mamash, weekly, and came, and she's crying, the husband is rebuking her, and fighting with her, insulting her, mamash, breaking her spirit. Rav asked, maybe I can talk to him. She said, he will never going to listen to you, he doesn't want, he's laughing at me that I'm going to those classes, he said nothing good came out from that. And Rav told her, for you, there is two advice. Or that you're going to take the book, Garden of Peace for Men, and you're going to start to respect your husband, the opposite of the right order. Instead that he's going to respect you, you're going to start respecting him. This is the only way, because you're married to a female. So, or that you're going to respect him. This is one. Or the other option is that you're going to take the book, Garden of Gratitude, and start saying thank you. Only two ways. Or that you're going to respect him, Garden of Peace. Or that you're going to say thank you. So, she took the thank you path. And took Garden of Gratitude and started to thank Hashem. And every day she was doing half an hour thanks and praises Hashem to Hashem on her sadnesses, on her downs, on the insultings, on the rebukes, on whatever she went through. After a while, she started to be very concentrated in those thanks and praises. In the beginning, she had her downs and she was praising and falling and on, but after a while, she got used to that. And she started to thank Hashem Yitbarach all of the time. And in a certain time, the husband looked that he's rebuking her and insulting her, and she doesn't care. She's thanking Hashem Yitbarach. And he looked at her and told her, what are you doing? So she said, I'm thanking Hashem. He said, you went cuckoo, you're crazy, you lost it. So she said, no, what can I do with you? I cannot help you, I cannot talk to you, you're not listening. I'm thanking Hashem, I'm accepting it all from Hashem. He started to laugh at her, of course, and another few days like that, but it shook him. After a while, he started to observe, to look, what am I doing? I'm insulting her, and she's praising Hashem. And he said to talk to her, a long conversation. After that long conversation, he asked her if he can meet the Rav that wrote that book. And he met the Rav Shalom, and the tshuva process started. And it's all by that. how a woman can find those powers to start thanking to Hashem Yitbarach when she lost all of her hope and she's crying every day. It depends on her own decision. She's got a free choice. You have a free choice. Even until the last moment, in the most difficult time of your life, you have still the free choice to choose if Hashem is good or if you have your thoughts, your wisdoms, your nonsense. Or that Hashem is good or that you're wise. We need to throw all of our wisdoms and to believe in ourselves that we're going to succeed, that we're already succeeding, that we're doing amazing things. And if you're just going to observe on the good things that you do every day, you're going to be surprised from yourself. A friend here in the yeshiva told me, you know, Rav, I don't understand it. I'm coming every day to the yeshiva in time. I'm learning 5-6 hours every day. I'm doing a long itbodedut every day. Shachrit mincha and ma'ariv every day. Mincha usually and ma'ariv sometimes also in minyan. And on and on and on and on and on. And every day I feel like I'm going out empty-handed, like I haven't done nothing. How can it be? Because the Yetzer Hara doesn't want you to be happy with what that you have. Because if you're going to be happy with what that you have, you're not going to stop doing it. This is the war. This is the war. But there is another reason. The other reason is what Hashem is doing, not the Yetzer Hara. What really Hashem is doing with us? Why Hashem is giving us that feeling? The first Torah in the book that calls Shamati, I heard, that was written by Rabbi Shalom Baruch, the son of Baal HaSulam, Rabbi Yehuda Leib Ashlag, Halevi, his son wrote, the first article over there, he's explaining, Bli Neder, he's explaining over there that that feeling that slaves of the Hashem, have all of their life, like they have a certain lacking, like something is missing, is a gift from Hashem. Why is it a gift from Hashem? Because by that, they're always pushing for more. Always pushing for more. If really Hashem is going to show you what you achieved until now, you're going to be so full and so satisfied because you achieved really so much until today that you're going to rest. Then your Yetzer Hara is going to win. Then the Yetzer Hara is really going to beat you because you're going to stop achieving things. But the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu always showing to you like you're not praying right, like you were not learning right, like you're not doing nothing, like you haven't even started your tshuva, it increases the powers of your will to achieve more and to do more tshuva and to start over. And today I'm going to do it again. And maybe today I'm going to wake up 10 minutes before because until today I never prayed. So maybe today I'm going to go to the shul and maybe today I'm going to pray shachrit and tomorrow you're going to feel the same. And the shachrit of yesterday was better than the day before. But Hashem is going to give you that feeling again. Why? Because He wants you to achieve more. He wants you to develop more. He's not cheap. He's very generous. And He wants to give you a huge share in the world to come. And not only in the world to come. In this world that you're going to live with Him. La'anchilo hava yesh. To give to the one that loves me that wisdom that I am with them. That I exist. That I'm here with you for you. All of the Lashon Hara, all of those chasing that you have inside of yourself. I'm bad, I'm mean, I'm lazy, I'm stupid, I'm not successful, I'm never going to make it. Everyone are better than me. And on and on and on. It's all lies. It's all imaginations. You don't know who you are. You don't know who you are. And for sure you don't know who your friends are. That you're going to say that they're better than you. You don't know which filthy thoughts they have, or maybe, I don't know what, and also to the opposite side, maybe they're really better than you. But what's the connection? You will never going to be them, and they will never going to be you. And you are you, and you're stuck with it. So work with it. So think for yourself, what's going to be the best? How I'm going to take advantage of time? How I'm going to use all of those wonderful things that Hashem gave me? How I'm going to make Hashem happy? Hashem created me like that. I have only one leg, one hand, one eye, half of a tongue. What can I do? This is me. This is what Hashem created. I'm going to serve Him. I'm going to jump for Him like that on one leg. I'm going to try to do something and ask someone to put tefillin on my arm. What can I do? This is what that I can do. If Hashem done that, for sure Hashem likes it. Hashem, He knew what that He is doing, what He done. Hashem, He knows. Hashem, He knows exactly what is good for me. What is my tikkun? How I'm going to complete myself. what is required for me, what is the most needed things for me, which humiliations I need to go through in my life to come to that point of faith. A man can do tshuva in the last minute of his life, and he's going to have a world to come, eternal life, and it's going to be beautiful. Count on that. All of the amazing stories that we heard them from the students of Baal Shem Tov, of Levi Yitzchak Miberdichov, that helped someone that was kofer, Yehudi Mumar, all of his life, to do tshuva in the last moment. Oh, we were praising that Baal tshuva so much. What have he done? He made tshuva and died in Motzei Yom Kippur. They found him dead on his tender, and we're going to praise him. What a real Baal tshuva. He cried all of that Yom Kippur. What have he done? He done one Yom Kippur, right? And we, that we're sacrificing ourselves every day. Alecha oragnu kol hayom. Every day we're dragging ourselves to serve Hashem and to go to the mikveh, that it's not so clean like we used to. And we're taking ourselves to the shul, and it's not beautiful and comfortable like that we want it to be. And we're coming to the yeshiva, and it's not the breslev that we thought that it's going to be. And on and on and on. And in the married life, and with the children, and with Parnassah, and with Eretz Yisrael, and all of those things that we had in mind. And it's not exactly like this we planned, but still we're sacrificing. And still we're giving, and still we're pushing, and we're praying, and we don't see so many results. And we keep on pushing, and we keep on davening, and keep on helping, and supporting, and hugging, and helping as much as we can. So who is more praiseworthy? But you're always going to judge yourself like you're the loser of them all. And he, in the story of Rabbi Yitzchak Miberdichov, oh, he made it big time. Why? It's all Yetzirah. You made it a lot more than him. Need to write stories on each and every one of us. The miracles of Rabbeinu, it's us. You are the miracle of Rabbeinu. That you have a will to wake up in the morning. Or that even that you don't find that will in the morning, you still wake yourself up. And you push yourself out of bed. And you drag yourself to shul. And to mikveh. And to do 1 hour with Bodedut every day with Hashem. Can you imagine what it means that you have a meeting with the Creator every day? 1 hour, you and the one that created everything, in charge of everything, and He's listening to you. Every word that you say is precious, is important, is a valuable for Him. Is precious. He meets you. He loves you. He yearns to meet you, to hear your voice. He listens to the voice of your prayers. He cares so much about you. He is coming to that meeting. He is waiting every day. When my son going to come? When he going to open his mouth? Sitting and waiting and waiting and waiting. And you have that merit to pleasure him, to make him happy, to please Hashem, to make him happy. You have that power by connecting yourself to the truth. And the truth is that it's all good. All good. All good. And you're thanking Hashem. And you're praising Hashem. And you accept the insultings because they are required. They're important to your process of tshuva. Because without them you will never gonna do tshuva. Admit. Admit between you to yourself in the field. Hashem, thank you. I needed to go through all of those downs. Through all of those weaknesses, through all of those difficulties, I had to go through all of those failures. I had to. Because if not, I would never recognize that it's you. I would never realize that I'm nothing. I would never realize that there are righteous people, that there is Torah. Thank you very much, Rabbi Yisai. Chazak u'varuch.